Call from mom. Answer it. Call silenced.
Instacart knows nothing gets between you and the game. That's why they make ordering from your couch easy. Stock up today and get all your groceries for the week delivered in as fast as 30 minutes without missing a minute of the game.
You have 47 new voicemails.
Download the app to get free delivery on your first three orders while supplies last. Minimum $10 per order. Additional terms apply.
Just talked a little bit about a new segment called Dead to Me, and our guy Julio is going to give us a little background on what we can expect from this new segment.
You're dead to me, boy. You're more dead to me than your dead mother.
You're nothing to me now. You're not a brother. You're not a friend. I don't want to know you or what you do.
There is no tomorrow. You're dead to me. You're dead. You're gone. I don't even know who you are. You're vapor.
You're dead to me. Over.
All right.
Julio's very proud of
this. I'm very excited.
It looks pretty good.
Yes.
Hopefully the computer doesn't freeze.
That was the best.
Like, that was on point. That was perfect.
I did all right.
Julio's feeling pretty good. Okay. He was feeling pretty good about that in the break.
Yes. All right. So for this new segment... This week we're going to start off with one person that we're going to kind of bury for the week.
Julio is going to bury.
So I'm going to bury somebody this week. Going forward, each of us will pick each week a person that we're going to bury who's literally going to be dead to us. So this week.
You're dead to me. Over.
This week, Lamar Odom is dead to me.
No.
Now, he was dead to me before, but after reading this, he is officially dead to me.
He dug him out of the grave. He dug him out of the grave, and then he reburied his ass.
So Lamar Odom recently revealed that he used a prosthetic penis during the 2004 Olympics. So
what had happened was
he got put on the 2004 Olympic NBA basketball or Olympic team, USA.
Which wasn't a very good team because Lamar Odom was on that team.
That's exactly it.
Okay, so, I'm still confused. Okay,
so
explain.
Going forward, so what happened was he had to take a drug test, right? We all know he has a very serious problem or had with drugs, right? So in his book, it's newly released. He said he spent all summer smoking weed and doing coke and doing all kinds of different drugs. And so he didn't know he was going to have to take this drug test. So because of this, he bought a prosthetic penis that basically had a reservoir in it.
Oh my gosh.
Right? And he had his trainer pee into this prosthetic penis.
Come on,
He then bro. Strapped it on in order to release the urine. He had to squeeze the cojones and the shaft in order to pee out the clean urine. This is just icing on the cake to just describe the type of person that he is. I mean, this guy has some serious issues. I'm officially done, buried. I can't take it anymore with him. He just needs to go away.
Is this the first time you think that this man has strapped on a prosthetic penis?
No. He had cocaine issues for many a year.
So this is his practice.
He knew about this. He was ready. This was not the first time he's done it, and it definitely wasn't the last time he's done it. Because we just saw we have seen not very many players, but players over the years get drug tested in the NBA, and sometimes they'll get suspended for it. I'm telling you, he's probably a professional at this whole dodging piss test thing.
He's got the whole process down.
He's got it down. He is a king at it. He's an all-star. He's an Olympian at dodging piss test.
Do you think he gets the same guy to pee in the fake penis every time?
No, I bet he's got a rotation.
He's got a team of people.
But if you're hiring or asking or making someone do this for you, you got to trust their habits are clean.
Oh, absolutely. Well, of course, he's paying a trainer. That trainer is making probably a crap ton of money off of him.
Oh, my God.
Right? Oh, yeah.
But is he making enough to pee in a fake penis?
How much did you...
I would demand a bonus.
How much do you think he paid? Like, 10 stacks?
I mean,
it has to be at least 10.
I'd do it for 10 stacks.
That's the starting price right there.
How risky is it? Are we talking, is this, it's not like a legal thing here for the guy who peed for him. Like, what kind of punishments can...
It's not, he's not going to get in any trouble. Not unless it's like a federal drug test or something.
And it's, that's...
Not a, yeah, I mean, if this was like
sorry,
a probation, go to jail because right. you failed a test, like, yeah, that would probably be a problem. That'd be like that would be evidence like, tampering or something. Yes. But no, this is...
You fake peer.
Well, how big was it that he had to
the
be able
penis?
To hold enough pee?
You should have said how
yeah.
big was it.
Well, to be able to hold enough pee... Like I work in the drug testing business.
Yeah,
so in order
well,
to
be a professional at this,
you tell us.
Explain
then.
To us.
Well, in order
Mr.
to
drug
you have
testing
to have a certain
guy.
Amount of pee in order for them to be able to
have
test.
Have you ever
it.
Outed someone for strapping on a fake penis and
I've never done the testing.
He's not in
I
the room.
Want to.
Oh,
he's not in the room.
I'm in the laboratory side of things, not in the actual
in the
collection
testing, so.
Of the urine.
Do, I don't think anybody's ever in the room with you, anyways.
No, they were. That's why you had to
well,
have the strap on.
Well, for like the in sports, they do.
He said the drug testing guy was literally standing 2 feet behind him. Watching
oh, he
him
was
pee.
Behind him.
He had to stand behind him and pee.
Okay. I thought that was, he was like standing in front of
but
him.
Like,
I was like, man.
But like, I'm
how
pretty
he,
sure
how did he pass
it's,
that
it's
one
like, I can't remember exactly how much it is, but it's quite a bit of pee to be able to have to test it.
How'd he get caught?
He didn't get caught.
How do we know it happened?
Because he said it in his book.
Oh, he came out and said
well,
it?
Well, yes. He's not playing anymore, so like, what are they going
to
yeah,
do? Yeah, it doesn't
to
make a difference now. It doesn't make a difference now.
You think
but.
Somebody read that and they were like, man, I knew that was fake.
Well, I'm very curious how this thing works. Is it
both?
Like, do you have to like how big were the cojones? Like,
does he have to wear a couple pairs of shorts?
Like, how? What kind of a strap on was it? Like an underwear thing, or was it like a Velcro belt? Like,
this is
what,
so
what's
bad.
Going on?
This is so bad.
So many questions.
How many people do you think are doing this on a regular basis?
I mean, if
oh,
he
it's
found
happening
it,
a
oh,
lot.
Oh yeah,
there's a lot of people that are doing fake tests.
Yes, but in this manner. I
yeah.
mean, this seems
yeah,
to be
no,
well
I think
thought
this is...
out. Somebody's making money
oh,
off
it. He said he researched quite a bit.
He's not the first person to do it.
Right. That's
he's definitely
clearly.
Not the first person to
I'm
do it.
I'm saying how many. I'm thinking this has happened
well,
on a
it
daily
has
basis.
To be quite a few if it's an actual product that you can buy.
Yeah.
Right. I mean, there's got to be a market for it, right?
Yeah, I would imagine, because, I mean, he researched, so clearly this was like, you know, somebody was like, hey, man, this is how I did it, or this is how we did it, so this is how we're, you know, you need to go out and go about this. Like, I'm pretty sure it's been probably tested many a times. I would imagine that baseball players have tested this a lot, especially back in the 90s, because you had a lot of issues with failed drug tests back then and got, you know, guys trying to, you know, avoid having any sort of implications on. I'm pretty sure this is something that's happened very much well, over the years.
And how did he keep it the right temperature? It has to test between 89 degrees and 100 degrees. It has to be within a certain temperature.
You said 89 to 100?
Yeah. And so it has to be okay. within that temperature. So I don't know if, like, he just immediately had him pee and then strapped it on, or maybe there's
maybe
ways
they
around
like,
it. They
maybe
put, like, hand warmers.
Maybe he was, like, in the... Maybe he was
oh,
like,
my God. He has hand warmers down his pants.
Maybe
his
he was, like...
Penis.
Gotta do what you gotta do.
Okay, so do you think he practices at home a couple times before he... went up in there and did this test. And do you think he was nervous? Because, I mean, what if they caught him?
Well, yeah, he had to be nervous.
He did say he was nervous.
Especially.
Do you think he practiced? Oh, my gosh, we're getting instructions here. Generally, a small bag goes up against your skin and you tuck it in your belt line.
This is a professional right here.
Listen, okay.
That doesn't sound very professional.
Whoever this person is.
A prosthetic
dodging,
penis sounds.
They've
oh
been
my gosh,
dodging
here's
tests
another one.
For years.
From 785, I worked in a treatment. People. This is happening. Okay.
I'm not sure we could say that, but we're going to skip over that.
Well,
I dumped it. Don't worry.
Oh, man. We're getting instructions.
These are clearly people that somebody
it's
said.
Hot topic.
Everybody, said for probation and stuff like that, definitely
yeah.
watch you. It's illegal for them to watch you. If it's just for yeah, they don't watch. I've been to.
They stand close to scare you.
Yeah, they. I've never had one where they were like in the room. They were like in the other room.
I've been walked to a restroom. She has waited outside the restroom.
Yeah, everyone
just
I've had.
Stupid.
They've,
Why?
They've watched.
You might as well wait.
They've like
room.
Stood
That's
outside.
Ridiculous.
I've always had them stand outside the room yeah. when they do it. And then they, like, don't flush the toilet. And they're like really, really like.
There's lots of rules. There's lots of
yeah,
things
don't
you can
wash
do,
your
can't
hands.
Do.
Don't
can't bring anything in there with you. They
yeah,
take your bag, they lock it up.
Don't look at anything. Which the lady I
no
got.
No smiling.
Don't be happy when you're doing this drug test. And I had a lady, it was a few months ago when I got like officially hired on in my day job. And like like she really didn't care. So I was like, man, I could have faked this. I could have done. I could have gone out and just got a fake, and I could have gone in. I'd have been good.
Did you need to? Are you telling us?
No, something? I'm good. I'm good. I'm drug free. You know, I follow the rules, and I take what I learned in school from Dare, and I don't do Dare? That stuff. Yeah, Dare.
Hand warmers get it to around 105 degrees. Take it off an hour.
But that's
before.
Over. That's over the 100 though, right?
And your skin will get that's it to 89. And your skin will get it to 89. I said checkered past.
These people, clearly we have a lot of questionable people on our Protein Housing with the Purpose text line.
I love it. Well, this was your first Dead to Me segment. We're excited to bring you some more. Obviously, Chris will have some. I will have some. Julio will have some. If you got recommendations, send them our way. You could tweet us. You could reach out however you want. I'm Jillian Thomas, 22. What's your handle?
At 0 to 60.
And Julio, what's your handle, Twitter?
The Julio Sage.
All right, send us your Dead to Me ideas. More from Overtime after this.
Overtime with Jillian and Chris, 610 Sports Radio.
We get it. Attention spans just aren't what they used to be. Heads in social media and eyes on Netflix. But what do people do with their ears? Well, for one, they're listening to audio. Americans spend 4.4 hours with audio every day. Oh, and you want the proof? Well, you just sat through this ad that's now approaching 30 seconds. What could you say to a potential customer in 30 seconds? Let Odyssey put together a media plan tailor-made for your unique marketing needs. Advertise with Odyssey. Visit ads.odyssey.com.